I'm Nick Johnstone, senior reporter at EG. I'm here with Navin Shah, who's an elected member at the London Assembly and also the chair of the London Assembly's Regeneration Committee. Navin, we've just been watching a session which you chaired regarding primarily good growth, the concept of good growth, which sounds like a very vague topic to me. Could you explain what that means, good growth?
Well, this is a concept which has been introduced by the Mayor of London. Basically, I think how it's different from the previous approach to planning and regeneration is that here it is about inclusivity of local communities that we are there to serve. And that is something which I think takes a priority. So under good growth concept, I understand that we are really looking towards providing attractive and diverse kind of offer when it comes to regeneration and make it inclusive to the communities.
How does that differ from traditional definitions of regeneration?
Well, generally what has happened is that regeneration is seen as something like a tool for economic regeneration, not quite often taking into account the local communities, their aspirations and the impact of regeneration that you have. For example, you know, with increasing rents and everything, what happens to those small businesses or other local communities who actually use the facilities. Now, these are the kind of things which take priority, as I understand.
And this is why do you think they can be preserved?
I think they can be preserved by making sure that the planning tools like London Plan and local borough framework, etc., are devised in a way that they make a clear assessment of what local needs are, how to involve local communities and consult them and provide what is required to have a healthy local high street, for example.
It all sounds quite sort of abstract. I mean, just to kind of let's home in on an example recently where you had Haringey and their development vehicle being awarded to Lendlease against a huge amount of local opposition. For me, there's a bit of a question mark there over the extent to which communities are listened to.
Well, I mean, it is a big issue, and it's not just going to go away. It's a question of, you know, how best we can overcome those kind of difficulties where there is not local buy-in from local communities, like you're saying, when there is a development proposal. Now, that is sort of, you might say, planning overall. You know, that is something which the planners and the current policies need to clearly sort of appreciate.
How do you see the London plan actually shaping up in terms of specifics? Yeah. Around what you're calling regeneration.
Well, what we want to make sure is that London Plan addresses the issues in terms of, first of all, clear assessment of where we are since, for example, 2008 when we had the deep recession, and whether, you know, we are recovering in terms of regeneration functions right across London. And as we've heard today, GLA is actually conducting the analysis of which will bring us up to date to 2016 as to how well we are coping with regeneration.
Yeah, and when's that analysis going to be published?
Autumn this year.
In the autumn. What's it going to be called?
I'm not sure what it's been called. Okay. We only heard about this at the committee. This is something I look forward to.
Is this what they were calling the health check?
It's a vitality and health check of local town centres right across London. It is a strategic document, and I did raise this issue whether that document will also produce borough-wide analysis, which I think to me is important, because this is obviously regeneration or planning is a very complex matter, and it is important that we get as clear a picture as possible. For example, whether, you know, what is the situation in a London versus outer London as well, whether, you know, are there any differences in regeneration, whereas one is successful, the other isn't. One thing
that was mentioned in the committee was the risk that's being posed to very very small local high streets that are those parades that maybe have five or six shops on them. They're relied upon by the local community, and whether or not they can be encouraged to survive.
This is a huge concern to me. Somebody who actually lives in outer London, in Harrow, and we have those traditional small district centres or high streets, which are struggling, have been struggling. And if you're not careful, they'll struggle even more with online shopping and other...
Are they struggling due to business rates or...?
Well, there are those factors, you know, because business rates, as it is, have been a major issue, particularly for very small businesses who are local and haven't got big backers. But currently, the review of business rates sounds pretty awful, because the kind of hikes that we're talking about can actually not only damage but probably destroy some of the small businesses forever. It's more than crippling effect they would have. So that is one area where certainly London Assembly is pretty united to lobby the government to really have a rethink about it, because London is a special factor, and it is small businesses which makes London's economy, and this is something where we want to maintain vitality of local high streets, and therefore business rates are a vital part, and if those are not reconsidered, we have enormous problems ahead of us.
Okay, Navin, many thanks for speaking.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.